We're a mom and son travel duo.
Inspiring authors.
Sharing world adventures with you.
And inspiring dreams.
Bringing inspiration for creation to you.
Exploring the world and finding greatness.
We're here to energize your dreams and adventures through travel.
Hi guys! Happy holidays!
We are so excited to be here. I'm your host, Deborah Hyla.
And I'm Jonah Siyu.
My son. And we are...
The Global Footprint Stories Podcast.
Yes, and we are here bringing you, what is today's episode? Today's chapter 10.
And it's the season finale.
Yay! We're super excited to be here. And, you know, we can't believe it's been 10 episodes already right? So we were going to do just a little recap of how our first season has went. And then we are actually, it's the holidays, as you can see. So we are ready for our holiday travels as well. And we'll be leaving this coming week. And so that's why today is the last episode of the season. We're very excited to be here. We're looking forward to having our final talk for the season, and then we're going to pick back up again in January and keep this fun and exciting part of our podcast going. And we're going to bring back lots of stories from our travels, right? So let's recap how it's been so far. How do you think podcasting has been for you?
I wouldn't want to say like hard, because mostly you give me the questions and I have the answer.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say hard. I would say definitely fun. I would say a cool experience.
Cool experience.
Having my own podcast.
Yes.
And three, what do I call it? Like when you ask me questions.
Interview?
And I answer. Interview. Well, yeah. What's the word for that?
So interview.
That's the third one.
That's the third one. So you like the interview part?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been so far. You like podcasting? We added another title. Well, we added another title for you because you're a podcaster now, not just an author, right? And you're also a co-CEO as well. You have a lot of titles, and you're only eight. That's exciting, isn't it? So we'll talk about that. But how you asked me how I think has our first season went. Yeah. I think our first season went great. We're excited to be here, our stories.
Yeah, what would you describe it in three words?
How would I describe it like you did?
Yeah.
I would describe it as nerve-wracking.
Not to me.
Not to you? Okay. Nerve-wracking. In the beginning, it was nerve-wracking. Yeah. Definitely fun, like you said.
Yeah.
And then I would also say, so far, podcasting has been exciting.
I was about to say, how about exciting?
Yeah, exciting, because it's like we come here and we tell our stories. We talk about our books, you know, how we write our books. That's
it's
been
like
cool.
Where we talk about our books, tips for traveling, and
our business,
all of those three combined.
Yeah. So, and also, I think it's good to tell from your perspective, because you're
young
and you are just exploring the world. So everybody wants to know from your perspective how writing books is and how it feels to be an entrepreneur and a CEO of a company, and how it feels to be, you know, this young child author, and you're an award-winning author as well, right? So that's very cool. Do you think that, so we're doing podcasting, and we think podcasting is going well.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Tiny, and this is part of the Tiny Global Footprints brand, right? Because our company's name is Tiny Global Footprints. Right. So how do you feel about being a CEO of a company when you were just like 6 years old? You became a CEO of our Tiny Global Footprints company.
Well, then I did not know what to do.
Yeah.
And I barely knew what I just said, what to do.
Yeah.
But, and then you were telling me, like, everything, and then we started making books, and then I got used to it.
Yeah. And you started contributing, too, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you also, you know, with our business, there is so many things to it. We have to make sure our social media is being posted.
It's good, yes.
And getting followers. We have to make sure our website is getting traction and then making sure that it's staying updated.
And our podcast is being seen.
And now our podcast and making sure our books are successful mm-hmm. and get doing basically a lot of PR for them as well, like book promotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a lot of different moving parts to our business, right? And so what would you say is, how do we divide it up? How do we get it done usually? So I would say, like those social, I do majority of the work, right? As the CEO of the company, obviously. And how do you contribute to it? So with our books, how do you contribute to it? By
sometimes, well, in all of the books, I write something at the end.
Yep, you write
from
something.
My journal.
Your journal, and then you also give me ideas.
I help you with ideas.
With our travel books. And because I usually, you know, when we're writing our books, we have to make sure they're entertaining and exciting and full of joy. And so, and usually it comes from his perspective because he's, you know, the kid and it's a children's book and he mm-hmm. knows how to make it more fun and exciting, basically. And then he also adds on his journal in the back of the books to kind of from the country that we've been to, which is an amazing part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you contribute to the books. You also communicate with our editor and also, you know, and our illustrator as well to make sure that things are running really smooth.
Everything's going good.
Mm-hmm. So you do play your part. You send them emails.
Yeah.
You ask them what to do mm-hmm. or you tell them what to do and then they respond to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good part that you help with the books. And now with podcasting, you're helping, I mean, you are running it with me.
Basically doing half of the work, not majority anymore.
Exactly, which is, that's amazing. So now you're completely involved in helping and also being part of it and telling our story, right? And how we do everything. And then with our social media, how do you help me with that?
I help you with the live.
We help me with the live. You help me with postings.
Yes.
Right?
And what else?
You do.
I help you with your stories.
With stories, when I tell you, and you do go talk to our audience and say, "Hey guys, this is what's going on with us and everything
and
else."
Yeah, like
so the social media is the hard part. It takes so much time to make sure your content is right and you're talking to your audience. So the social media has been one of the toughest parts, I think, managing. But I think another part of our business that's also exciting is to make sure that we are staying on top of our website. So making sure, so that's kind of like my job, making sure that I'm allocating time to make sure things are getting done and staying, you know, staying cleaned up.
Yeah.
It has the, all current information, making sure our books are being
successful,
are getting successful and people are buying them as well, even though, doing book promotions. And we have a phenomenal VA who helps us, virtual assistant who helps me with, you know, a lot of the tasks as well. So between RVA, myself, and Jonah, a lot of things get done. And we also have a videographer we work with, basically, who does a lot of our promotional videos. And then we have to have a lot of content for our Instagram and also Facebook. So, you know, he helps us create that, the PR videos for that. And then we have a email marketing person also that helps us. It's been helping us for a while. And then I do it now too. So I do try to allocate a lot of the work sometimes just because I am also a full-time employee and a full-time mom, right? So it's mm-hmm. really hard to juggle it all and to make time for all of it. But so I try to mm-hmm. allocate a lot of the work that requires time and but a lot of the content has to come from me, so that's the hard part usually, and I try not to allocate basically. And but Donna does help a lot, like I said, with the PR parts. He's fully involved, he's really good with the camera,
yeah.
So that helps. And then I assign him tasks because he is a co-CEO of Tiny Global Footprints. And so this is just giving you a glimpse of behind the scenes of Tiny Global Footprints, basically, and how we've come and how we continue to work. And we basically, takes a lot of my time to make sure that the business is running while I have my full time. You know, I'm a head of a department and making sure that my job is also being done the right way. So, and then making sure I'm being a mom also the right way as well, right? And having fun while traveling too. So, you know, try to juggle it up. And writing and publishing books, basically. So it's been really great, I think, dividing up the work with you. I think you make it very exciting and fun. There is definitely challenges. Again, the challenge is always time. The challenge is also social media, making sure you're keeping track with everything. Another part is basically writing our books. When do we write our books? That's the question I get all the time because everyone is like, you work full time, you have a child, and then you have a full time business. How do you juggle it all? And how do you write books and you become, you know, a published author, basically, every single time, bestseller as well. So I think writing books is something that really excites me because we're telling our story, but and we're also telling our travel story from all the different countries we've been to. So I do enjoy writing the stories because they're usually based on true story of what happened when we went to that country. So, and but at the same time, I have to add some fictional parts to it to make it more exciting. Obviously, it can't just be all the true story, but it's based on true story, basically, on the real true story. So that's when I write. I write at night, usually, or when I am traveling, I write as well, or weekends, basically. I dedicate time for it to just sit there and come up with good stories. And then, Jonah, when do you write your books?
Sometimes, like my first solo book that I wrote on my own, I wrote it during the quarantine. Because instead of, like what I said, like just sitting there and just doing nothing, I decided to write a book about basketball or soccer, which are my two favorite sports.
Right. And I think you wrote it during COVID, right? And so you were just staying home, so that's when you wrote it. What about your second book that's about to publish?
My second book, I actually started not that long ago.
You started the summer, right?
Yeah.
Like a summer assignment for him. Instead of, you know, him basically not playing video games or hanging out with his cousins all day, he was writing. So I would give him, like, writing assignments. Okay, now write a paragraph. Now write this. And now write, tell me how how you want to change it. How do we make it more fun? How do we make it more exciting? What is your new book titled?
What Does Daddy Do All Day?
What Does Daddy Do All Day? And why did you write that book?
You can buy all of our Jonah's Global Footprints book series directly on our website at tinyglobalfootprints.com. That's also where you can find Jonah's own best-selling kids' books. His new book, What Does Daddy Do All Day, just hit the bookshelves. The next chapter of Jonah's Global Footprints series will explore Eastern Africa. Join us on life's adventure at tinyglobalfootprints.com.
This is actually true. I want to know what Daddy does at school.
I work
every day.
Yeah, because you see me working and then you see Daddy going to work. Yes. So then you said, I want to know what he does every day.
What does he do?
Yeah.
I see you. It's obvious. You just in meetings after meetings after meetings.
Exactly. So then you said, what does Daddy do? And I wanted to write about it, which is, you know, a cool experience for a kid to write about things that they're interested in, things or an activity that they've done, which is the travels for us. But like you could be an activity that you did for the holidays and you write about, you know, what happened when your family came over. So it's just to get kids writing and to get kids excited about writing and reading. So he reads a lot as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So summertime, you read a lot of books.
I read like almost 50 books this summer.
Yeah, exactly. So between reading and writing, it does keep him, you know, entertained, and it also makes him write his next solo book as well. So
and also reading also gives me ideas of what I can write,
what you can write about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really great idea. Like, you know, to basically read and be inspired by what you're reading and say, okay, you know what, how can I write?
Yeah. You read from a book and then you get an idea to write from that book, and then other people would get ideas from your book that you wrote.
That's a great idea, actually. Yeah, I like that. That's really a great idea. What would you say is, when you are reading and when you are writing, are there some challenges or even with like the business itself? Do you feel like, as a young entrepreneur CEO. And a young CEO, do you feel like there are hard parts that you deal with sometimes?
Well,
with like time, or do you feel like you don't want to do any, you just want to play, and then you're like, oh, I have to do this, I have to go to live now. Oh, and we forgot, you also, another thing you do to help is participate in all the interviews. We've had podcast interviews, articles, and TV interviews.
And one of them I also did by myself. You weren't even there.
I wasn't even there because he just wanted to interview him by himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got so used to getting interviews.
Interviews I even did by myself.
Yeah. So as a young CEO, tell me about Tiny Global Footprints and all the tasks that you have. And how do you handle it? And do you feel like some of it is challenging?
Well, I would say like when we have to like publish the books, and when we do live and I want to just go play, and when we have to do like interviews.
Yeah. Do you like giving interviews still? Because you seem to be really good
like,
at it.
I like interviews still.
Yeah.
And this podcast makes me better.
Uh-huh. That's very true. That is very, very true. So the challenging part. But do you sometimes feel like I want to go play, but I have to work?
Yeah, it's like sometimes, like, it's not only for our company, it's not only for Tiny Global Footprints.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, like, when I have school homework and I just want to play, but I still have to do it.
Yeah, so it's just like that. So mm-hmm. running a business is just like
it's
having homework.
Same thing.
Very true. It is like having homework because it's a task that you mm-hmm. have to do, right? Yeah, that's, and you did well also when we had a booth at the Miami
Book Fair.
Jonah played a big part in that too. So I wasn't even giving any details of our books.
I told everyone, I laid them out, I made everything, I said, and I am the author of these three books, and then I showed them. A lot of people got them. Most people bought them, and some people just saw, and then they left.
And saw, and then they took the information.
And then they came back, they took information, mm-hmm. and said they would come back.
Yeah, you did well in the Miami Book Fair that we did.
And you did nothing. You also gave me a deal that everything that I sell, you give me all the money.
And that worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you were working so hard. And that's why you were working so hard, mm-hmm. right? So you got half.
Half of what you
half. And so that's another way to make your children work, is that there has to be some income for them too, because they are working hard.
And you also said that we're going to start giving me salaries.
Salaries, yes, starting next year, 2022, for all the work that he's doing. For podcasting, for writing
publishing books,
and attending events and writing about it, and also interviewing and everything, and being a CEO, and interviewing.
Live.
Yes. And going live on social media as well.
That's a lot of things. That's going to be like $1,600.
Oh, you already know what you're going to charge? So far, he's been getting allowances for a little bit here and there for the things that he's been doing and helping with the company. But going forward, he definitely needs a salary, because he is definitely contributing to this. And he's going to help make us what? You're going to make us a great success,
yes,
right? We're going to continue to be successful.
Yes, for success.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, to wrap up what we've been talking about, I think, our
tips. Like travel tips.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about Tiny Global Footprints. And how we started. And then we also talked about why and the behind the scenes of Tiny Global Footprints mm-hmm. and the different moving parts.
And what's difficult
When it comes to writing our books and being a published author. And also all the interviews we have to do.
Yes.
And all, right? And all the different tasks.
And also how just owning a company like Tiny Global Footprints mm-hmm. is literally almost basically the same thing as homework. You have a lot of tasks.
Yes, and you can't do this alone. If it wasn't for my VA and the videographer, and also all the others that help us with our email marketing
and me.
Yes, but you're part of the business, so they're helping us so, in order to get
so things done. You.
Exactly. So it wouldn't be possible, really, because running a business is so hard and difficult, as we all know. But, you know, having a young entrepreneur like Jonah, it really helps, too, because he does do the work also. And, you know, you interviewing by yourself and you going live, you talking to the audience, you selling books at the book fair, you doing all, and now doing the podcast with me, like, you know, you are my partner in this, so I'm very lucky to have you.
Yay.
So we are thankful for you for joining us and this journey that we're on our next season. Our plan is to bring some fellow travelers, family travelers, solo travelers, other young travelers, older travelers, and interview them, and bring also authors and editors and our illustrator and other illustrators, and talk to us about writing books and what are their tips for books and writing,
and even more authors, illustrators, everyone.
And travelers, right? Yep, kid authors, and also kid travelers, mm-hmm. as well, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you. So you get to interview them. You get to interview the kids, and I get to interview the adults and the parents. Because there's so many others who are doing it just globally. So we are going to bring them on our show and talk to them about it. We're very excited for next season. Continue to follow us on our Instagram, Tiny Global Footprint. Mm-hmm. And subscribe to YouTube and subscribe mm-hmm. to our podcast, Spotify, and all Apple and Google podcasts as well.
Also check out our website on tinyglobalfootprints.com.
Exactly. And our books are there as well. So check out our books, Jonah's Global Footprints books, as well as Jonah's solo books are also there. Again, we announced, I think,
the episode before that,
we announced that we were going to have our books coming out this year. They are coming out this year. However, the launch is going to be in January. So continue to follow us. Two books coming out in January.
Gonna be out, but the launch is gonna be in January.
Exactly, and we're very excited for that. We are going on our holiday travel. We're going to Eritrea and we're going to Turkey.
Yes,
and we're super excited. Happy holidays to all of you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We're so excited for you to continue to join us, and make sure you're joined, and make sure to mm-hmm. continue to follow us. Right.
Yep.
And we will see you
next season.
All right. Thank you.
One more time. Ho, ho, ho. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Bye. Happy holidays. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Yay.
Bye.